From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Wall Street powerhouse Goldman Sachs could be facing new sanctions from the Federal Reserve. The New York Times and the Wall Street Journal are reporting that the Fed, which is a major banking industry regulator, is looking into a two-year-old case. A New York Fed employee had leaked secret information to a Goldman Sachs banker. Both of those individuals have since pleaded guilty. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace took a look at this, what, skullduggery?
Right. Bear with me because this is like Pelican Brief level complicated. Nobody died in this case. The whole thing involves a leak of information that originated at the New York Federal Reserve Bank. A guy named Jason Gross at the Fed leaked some papers to a banker, his buddy, Rohit Bansal, who had just started working at Goldman Sachs. Guess where his previous job was? It was at the New York Fed. So that's part of this whole revolving door thing where regulators jump ship to go work for the banks, and it raises understandable concerns about friendly relations between the two. New York state regulators had already investigated, and Gross and Bansal and his boss at Goldman Sachs were all fired. Plus, Goldman paid a $50 million fine.
Okay, so this was all New York state regulators at the time, but now the Fed in Washington is looking into the same case?
Yeah, the office in D.C. seems to be exploring some new action against Goldman over the same incident, probably going to look like a fresh fine. And it sounds like they especially want to target Rohit Bansal's supervisor. Bansal and some of his testimonies seem to suggest he was pressured to use his access to the Federal Reserve to get information. The supervisor maintains he didn't do anything and says he's being made a scapegoat.
All right. But why is the Fed even pursuing this now when it's at some level already been dealt with?
I think the Fed is trying to show a tough face on this revolving door thing, even though, or maybe because, Fed employees were part of the problem in this case. Rohit Bansal was one of several bankers the Fed already completely barred from the industry last year.
All right. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace. Thank you.
Thanks.